After last week telling Australians that they need to work harder and socialise and drink less, the mining billionaire Gina Rinehart has used a rare video appearance to take a swipe at the government and its policies. Mrs. Rinehart warns that the government's carbon and mining taxes are making Australia a low productivity, high cost nation. Australia's richest person also renews her attack on the Treasurer, Wayne Swan. I'm joined in the studio now by our business editor, Peter Ryan. Pete, good morning. We don't hear from Mrs. Rinehart too often. What's the nature of this video that she's produced?
Well, Tony, as you said, Mrs. Rinehart rarely goes public, but she really knows how to bypass the traditional media when she wants to make a point. She's just posted a 10-minute video on the Sydney Mining Club's website about the recently signed Enterprise Migration Agreement, which will allow her to import 1,700 foreign workers for her Roy Hill iron ore project. In the video, Mrs. Rinehart talks about the high cost nature of investing in Australia and the big challenge of productivity, which she says is now an accepted truth in the mining industry. And in what appears to be a swipe at the Treasurer Wayne Swan, Mrs. Rinehart says governments need to tackle the big issues and not simply engage in class warfare.
These challenges are now beyond serious dispute. To point them out is, I hope, no longer a sign of self-interest, but a duty and a call for action. Our federal and state governments must know that now, more than ever, we must lift our international competitiveness just to stay as well off as we are. And with state and federal debts, we must get realistic, not just promote class warfare. Indeed, if we competed at the Olympic Games as sluggishly as we compete economically, there would be an outcry.
Australia's richest person, Gina Rinehart, there on her video. Peter Ryan, last week Mrs. Rinehart stirred things up by telling Australians they need to work harder. Did she elaborate on that?
Well, Mrs. Rinehart says companies are currently running a ruler over their investments in the pipeline because of cost overruns and high productivity. And this was a reference to BHP Billiton's recent decision to shelve its expansion at Olympic Dam. And yesterday we saw the Fortescue Metals Group announced it was deferring projects and cutting costs. And now Mrs. Rinehart says Australians who've been benefiting from the mining boom shouldn't be complacent about their wealth, and she warns that African labourers are prepared to work for less than $2 a day.
Business as usual will not do, not when West African competitors can offer our biggest customers an average capital cost for a tonne of iron ore that's $100 under the price offered by an emerging producer in the Pilbara. Furthermore, Africans want to work, and its workers are willing to work for less than $2 per day. Such statistics make me worry for this country's future.
Gina Rinehart speaking there on her video. Earlier we heard from business editor Peter Ryan.